And now your letters. Joining me to thumb through the mail is our producer and editor, Christopher Johnson. Christopher, how you feeling?
Feeling good, feeling great. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's up first?
Well, we got some mail for our conversation yesterday about Barack Obama's speeches. Accusations are floating that the Illinois senator lifted some of his material from other politicians. Now, here's what Mary Frances Berry had to say about the issue.
At Penn, where I teach, students who do that, we call it plagiarism. And it doesn't matter that your frat boy buddy comes in with you to say, well, I don't really care if he took my paper where I put together all those nice things. But you know what? It was plagiarism, but I don't think anybody cares.
Jenny Schenbach in Columbus, Ohio, heard that comment, and she wrote us this. I wonder if Berry thinks it is plagiarism when a candidate uses the lines of a speechwriter. Furthermore, her assertion that Obama admirers would offer unwavering support if he were to spit on the flag seemed calculated, purely to conjure up negative images of Obama. It seems clear to me that Berry is disappointed by Obama's strong showing. But if, like she said, the substance guy wins every time, then she needs to get over it.
Listener Jerry Myers wrote in about our bloggers' roundtable on Monday. The roundtable discussed Obama declining to take part in Tavis Smiley's State of the Black Union Conference in New Orleans. Jerry writes, where was the balance on your show? The three guests provided an unbalanced attack that sounded like an anti-Tavis gang-up. Opinion is one thing, group bashing is another. And we got a bunch of letters for another bloggers' roundtable discussion about the rap star Nas. Last week, we discussed the T-shirt he wore to the Grammy Awards emblazoned with the N-word across the front. It was an ad for his controversial new album with the same name. Roderick Jones listened in on that conversation from Portsmouth, Virginia, and he wrote, when you have African-American bloggers discussing the way another African-American makes money, to me, it's wrong. Granted, it is their opinion, but to us little people below poor, isn't that called bringing another African-American down? Some bloggers make money off of their opinion, so if the rapper Nas wants to make money off the N-word, why not? Stop beating up the way others make money.
And here's one from listener David Green in Newark, New Jersey. I felt compelled to write in response to your blogger's opinion about the Nas album, which I felt was uninformed. It represented a type of ignorance to the hip-hop community. Nas has consistently expressed very intelligent and informed critiques in many of his albums. Lastly, I think if we're going to have discussions about hip-hop, speakers should be as informed and respectful to that community as they are to others.
Well, here's a little love for the show. This letter comes from Wendy Rambo Shuford in Baltimore. She writes, I have been listening while driving to News and Notes for some time, becoming more and more interested in the talents and gifts of Farai Chidea as an interviewer. If I understand correctly, the show is geared toward young African Americans. Well, I am a 65-year-old white woman who has come to really appreciate Farai Chidea. Thank you. She'll like that.
That is nice. And please keep that kind of love flowing. That's it for letters now, but we want you to keep on writing in.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
You got it, Tony.